knowledge and vision of things as they really are, yathabhuta jnana dasana, is the development of insight. But also yathabhuta jnana dasana also refers specifically to a higher jnana, but here it's referring to any insight.
Some people ask whether that is also namarupa pariccheda jnana with the other jnana. Why not? See? Exactly the same. But clearer and clearer, stronger.
Same and sharper. More detached, because of more detachment or less clear.
But it starts with namarupa pariccheda jnana. Mm-hmm. Before that it's just like a blur.
The same, but each jnana must have that jnana too. Mm-hmm.
So it's correct to say that yathabhuta pajanati is the right view that only arises with vipassana or insight, whereas of course there can be right view of satipatthana. Kunwarasat, do you have any questions on ayatana or upadana from this one?
Dhamma, conditioned by dhamma.
What upadana is?
Upadana is conditioned by dhamma.
The true meanings of upadana kanda. Please repeat again.
The two meanings of upadana kanda. Upadana, one refers to upadana kanda, so to any reality which is the object of clinging. And the second meaning, often the references in the text are to rupas or the whole body, but in fact it's to any dharmas conditioned by karma. So if it's referring to rupas, it's to the kamaja rupas conditioned by karma, because karma is conditioned by clinging. So because of clinging, there is karma which produces rupas. So these are also upadana. That's the second meaning.
Karma is conditioned by clinging?
If there's no clinging, no life, no rupas produced.
So not just only rupa, but including vedana.
Including vipaka chittas, also conditioned by karma.
Upadana kanda. Whatever is conditioned by upadana is upadana kanda. Kanda which is conditioned by upadana, like the rupa, kamacharupa, is conditioned by upadana, which condition kama.
What avetana, sanya, and so
on. Whatever. Yeah.
How can it?
If there is no upadana, can there be birth?
Yeah, but that's just only rupa, right?
Birth is not only rupa.
What about seeing now? It's conditioned by
previous karma. Previous clinging, because it's vipaka.
So every moment of seeing is
result of karma. Whatever is conditioned by upadana is upadana kanda, one meaning. And whatever is the object of clinging is upadana kanda. What else? Without clinging, can there be karma? With all clings are eradicated, no karma at all.
So what is not conditioned by karma?
What is not conditioned by karma and clinging?
During the moment of seeing is upadana kanda.
The moment of seeing is vipaka, which is conditioned by karma, which is clinging.
Yes, so at the moment of seeing is upadana kanda.
Any vipaka chitta. Any vipaka chitta is conditioned by karma, which is clinging.
Right. But then the visible object wouldn't be upadana kanda.
By?
Depends on which meaning.
By either meaning, because at the moment of
it's conditioned by karma or uttu or ahara or chitta. That
visible object.
Visible object.
Visible object is visible object as far as the vipaka is concerned.
Visible object at the body and visible object of the tree.
Even if chavanachit is conditioned by karma, because chavanachit is chitta.
Chavana is vachati.
It's a kusola, kusola. Mm-hmm.
It arises by, or is conditioned by what?
By accumulations.
By accumulations.
Pakatu upanissi.
What is conditioned by karma? Vipaka and kamacharupa.
So it's not conditioned by karma.
Same question. Kunwarasat, let me explain again. So two meanings of upadana kanda, quite different. So the first meaning refers to any reality, so could be lobha dosa, any reality at all, that is the object of clinging now. So visible object, hardness, seeing any reality at all that is clung to is upadana khanda, because it is clung to. And the second meaning just refers to dharmas conditioned by karma, just the karmaja rupas, rupas conditioned by karma, the 18 rupas, and vipaka jitas, that's it. But I have one more question. Under the first noble truth of dukkha, why does it say the panchupadana khanda are dukkha, not the panchakandas are dukkha? Because all dharmas arise and fall away. So is it stressing panchupadana khandas because whether or not there's any clinging, dharmas are dukkha? But could one say, oh, well, they're not experienced as dukkha, so if there's no upadana, is this...
But which one who knows? Which of the upadana khanda that panya knows?
Well, only the one that is experienced now, panchupadana khanda. Okay, so it's just stressing that panya can only know that dharma which is the object
is
of...
Whatever is known by panya.
Okay.
Panya experiences the dukkha of that,
right.
Which panya knows.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is that your question, differentiating between upadana khanda and...
But why the first noble truth refers to, in brief, the panchupadana khanda dukkha, not panchakanda adukkha? Because what is experienced, what can be known at this moment, are not all those rupas out there. The only dhammas that can be experienced are those which are the object of clinging now, or are experienced right now.
And Arahant has no more clinging, so whatever rupa he experiences is now with this new information about rupas being conditioned. So is he experiencing the...
Noble Truth?
Noble Truth.
So what about khanda and upadana khanda and panchupadana khanda?
Again, the three.
Khanda, what is khanda, and what is panchakhanda,
and
panchupadana khanda. Khanda is anything which is conditioned, arising and falling away. No matter who experiences it or not, its nature is khanda, because it arises and falls away. In order to differentiate the five khandas, whatever is conditioned by karma is upadana khanda in one meaning, that is conditioned by the past upadana in past lives. And the other meaning is that khanda which lopa clings to or ditti clings to, whatever is clung to is upadana khanda. So talking about the rupa which is not here, is it khanda?
It is.
Is it upadana khanda?
No.
So we can't understand that. The word is clear, upadana khanda, so it has to do with upadana.
So now what is the first noble truth?
The arising and falling away, the impermanence of conditioned realities.
So it's khanda or upadana khanda?
It depends, because we have differentiated them. The one which is clung to is the upadana khanda, one meaning. The other meaning is that which is conditioned by past upadana.
Oh, okay, so you're saying it actually includes, in the first noble truth, when it mentions panchupadana khanda, it's actually referring to both meanings.
It depends on what we are talking about. If we talk about that one which is clung to, that is first meaning.
Right.
Because they're clinging.
But you're saying that in the first noble truth, it incorporates both meanings. So if one's referring to...
It can be the second meaning, because that object is conditioned by karma.
Karma. Okay. So for example, if one's referring to Sukhin's question, an arahant's wisdom, there's no object that is an object of clinging, but there is an understanding that reality now is dukkha or is clung to by others.
For example, the Buddha's rupa.
Right.
Is upadana khanda because of the upadana in past life conditioned
right.
it.
Right.
So it
yes.
depends on whether it is object of anyone or not.
Not right.
So what's a rock? A rock is a rupa.
Yes.
And it's not conditioned by karma.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference?
Do you like that rock?
Yeah, but for an arahata experiencing.
It is khanda. no clinging to that object at all. That is not conditioned by upadana either. So it's kanda.
So it's still dukkha.
Anything which arises and falls away is dukkha.
But if it's kanda but not upadana kanda, then it's not incorporated in the first noble truth.
All kandas.
All because all kandas can be clung to.
Okay. And,
when there's right understanding of a kanda, at that moment they're clinging, but kanda is kanda. It's conditioned.
Mm. And what about lokottara citta? Is that dukkha?
Lokottara citta arises and falls away. But it's not dukkha satya. Because no one experiences it in order to become.
Arisen.
Because no one experiences it in order to become arisen.
Lokottara citta.
Right. No one experiences it now.
With these kandas, isn't that actually the second noble truth? Isn't the first noble truth all things to dukkha? And then the second noble truth is this is the cause of the
cause. But actually in the first noble truth though it says panchupadana kanda dukkha.
If there's no clinging, why do we develop panya?
Right? If there's no lopa.
If there's no clinging to the kanda, why do we develop panya?
Well, it'd be no point, if there was no lopa.
Because it's the object of clinging, panya should see it as it is in order to have less and less attachment.
Yes, I didn't realize the Arya Satcha incorporates both meanings.
What do you mean?
So you mentioned, for example, an arahant, no clinging, but there are still khandhas conditioned by upadana. So
in the past?
In the past. This
you
is also
say that the arahant's rupa is not conditioned by previous upadana.
No, just the same as now.
So if there's no rupa in that realm, what object does Nam have? You must have an object.
Mm-hmm. Concept?
Do you always think about the rupa?
Oh, I don't know what to think about. No, it can be anything, I guess.
So, the Aruba Brahma things like that?
Just anything.
Just think.
I just thought they had a...
Whatever object is there.
Right, so it is a result of high Brahma being reborn in a realm.
Like Aruba.
That. I thought that the object of that Nama was just the object of the jhana, chitta.
While one is thinking, can one tell what the object of thinking is? Mm-hmm. Even its concept is unpredictable. Or to say that that is what I'm thinking about just now.
Also, we read about the four kinds of upadana, kama upadana, ditta upadana, sirabhata upadana, atta vada upadana. Several different words for wrong view and wrong view of self.
Three upadanas.
Three upadanas are wrong view. Mm-hmm. And what's the difference between atasanya, sakaya ditti, and atavada and atavada upadana? Are they all the same?
It depends on the level of wrong view. For example, if there is no direct experiencing of the anicchang, dukkhang, anatta, everything seems to be nicchang, sukkhang, and atta. So atta is broader than sakaya ditti. But when you take this for I, then it is sakaya ditti, just this, only this, not others. And silapattu padana is when there is wrong practice. When it's not the way.
So atavada is the same as atasanya?
Atta. The same as opposite of anatta.
Anatta. Mm-hmm. And atavada upadana is the same as atasanya. Atta. Okay. And that's broader than sakaya ditti. And silabhata paramasa is when there's actually some action or whatever, but the citta, is it based on sakaya ditti or atasanya?
At this moment, what kind of ditti? As long as there's no direct experiencing of anattaness, dukkha, the arising and falling away, everything stays like permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be atasanya.
Atasanya. Opposite of anatta.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And sakaya ditti just refers to this one. And so silabhata paramasa relates to not only having this atasanya or idea of permanence, but when there's actually some action
wrong practice
based on atasanya, not
sitting position.
Right. So is it connected to atasanya rather than sakaya ditti? I mean, broader sense, any
atasanya, opposite of anatta.
Yes, but the silabhata paramasa, is it based on atasanya?
On ditti.
On any
you
ditti.
You take the wrong path as the right path.
Okay. On any kind of ditti, yes.
So a person who hasn't heard the teachings would have wrong view, but would he necessarily have silabhata paramasa?
It depends. Even right now, when there's attachment to something, it's not wrong view. Wrong view arises, that moment it's wrong view. When it does not arise, how can we say that that moment is wrong view?
How can we differentiate between wrong view and right view?
Right view understand reality right now as it is.
You can also have intellectual right view, I mean, pariyatti.
But it has to be
hope.
Right pariyatti too.
It's hard to know.
Right? Because now we know that we have pariyatti books, many books, but what about the understanding of the words? For example, tranquility, or vipassana, or satipatthana.
Can you say that the one who will not practice for experiencing reality right now, that they've got wrong view?
What do you mean by practicing?
Yeah, he or they don't need to know the reality right now. So we can say that they are...
What about that understanding about the path? About the development of panya?
They are interested in developing of panya, mm-hmm. but they don't pay any attention to the reality right now.
Many people.
So
like
we can
that.
Say that they got wrong.
No.
Like, not necessarily like a child. No interest in studying the Dharma, but not necessarily any wrong view arising.
But he's saying if they're interested in developing panya.
Everyone is interested. Mm.
Well, what Kunwarasaka is saying is that someone who's heard the teachings thinks that it is something else other than this moment that needs to be understood.
That is wrong view.
If they have an idea that the development of the path is something other than understanding of the present realities. Mm. That is wrong view, but I think your question was, do they have wrong view? Well, there may be moments where wrong view arises and moments where it doesn't.
Wrong view is to do with a practice.
You mean that when there is no satipatthana, there must be wrong view? Or what?
Let's say a hedonist doesn't believe in any practice, and that's wrong view.
Or believes in a God that's got a saying, that is wrong view.
Do you see... what is there?
Yes.
Is it you or is it wrong view?
Both. I don't know.
I with lobha, I with mana, and I with ditti.
Yes. And the ditti and the mana cannot arise together.
Right. But ditti can arise without mana, without ditti. So in a day, what arises more often?
Lobha.
I with lobha. Not I with wrong view. What with mana or I with wrong view. And what arises more often, mana or ditti, in the day?
Mana.
See? So we can differentiate these three, I with lobha and I with mana and I with ditti. For example, right now, you like something there. But what about here? Is there any wrong view about this hardness as me? Oh, you don't think at all? Just anything happens without thinking about taking this for I, see?
But if it's any discomfort, but it's me
that it's
feels
you.
Discomfort, me that feels
yeah, it's you. No, it's you.
Just me.
Yeah.
Just attachment, mostly. Like the children playing on the beach for hours and hours, digging castles and swimming. Just lots and lots of attachment and some mana. My castle's bigger than his. Oh, I swim better. But not necessarily any wrong view arising at all.
My castle?
Just
yes,
attachment
to
and mana comparing with the other one. So it's not any wrong view about my castle. There's no idea that I exist or in reality at that time. It's just attachment.
Without panya, it's impossible to know any reality, even wrong view or lobha.
That's why when you give the example of looking in the mirror, no one else can say whether there's wrong view arising or not. Only panya can know.
We can suddenly know it's got wrong view or not.
He.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about now?
Now, right. Who can know when there are moments of wrong view slipping in as we sit here discussing Dharma?
Yeah, I mean wrong view of practice.
But so even the wrong view of practice can slip in very quickly. Like, how about I just really try to understand this or memorize how many Kamaja Rupas there are now or something as being helpful to the practice. It can be very subtle.
And even when you're judging someone else, there can be self-view. When you're thinking, especially in terms of that person has wrong view, without taking consideration that it's a momentary rising and falling, you just label that person with wrong view.
Itself?
Mana?
Mana, self?
Yeah, itself.
No, when you talk about instead of seeing any occurrence as a momentary arising, thinking that it's conditioned reality, we translate that into and label a person that this is a person with wrong view.
That moment of thinking, what kind of self? I with what?
I mana or I rupa, but not I wrong view.
Mm-hmm.
But we can see the way of practice is wrong view, we can decide.
And there must be object of wrong view, right? Object of wrong view right now.
Yeah,
which one?
See,
you just think about it, but it's not the moment of knowing the characteristic of wrong view when it is taking such object as me, as the self.
So when you identify, what do you think you identify wrong view in another person? It is thinking.
Only satipatthana
can know.
Because at that moment it's not thinking, but it is aware of a characteristic, whether it's wrong view, which is taking that particular object which is there as mine, or it's me, or me in there, or I have I there inside or with it.